Now, for those listening outside of the regions, you'll remember the headlines about a devastating mouse plague this past summer and, of course, autumn. But farmers and those in the far regions will know the mouse plague hasn't really ended. The coldness of winter merely provided a short reprieve. Now, there's concern the mouse plague is re-emerging in places like Western New South Wales, the Darling Downs in Queensland, and in parts of Victoria and indeed Western Australia. So let's have a chat to grain grower and vice president of the New South Wales Farmers Association, Xavier Martin. You might recall we've spoken to Xavier a couple of times before on this very issue. He's on the line from Gunnedah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Luke.
Lovely to chat to you again, Xavier. Yeah, there comes a time where probably this, well, it was probably never funny, but I think we all thought we had this licked, but sadly not the case.
Well, that's right. I think we're all through autumn hoping that between the baiting and harvesting what crops were, albeit contaminated crops in many cases, but getting them out of the paddock, we're going to get rid of the food source for many mice and rats and see a decline, which we did see quite a decline during the winter. We saw some of them catch some disease, some sort of flu, cold and sweaty and lumps on their tail, and some of them started cannibalising each other. And, you know, it was great to see the decline in population and damage, and they weren't in the homes and hay stacks and what have you, destroying wiring in vehicles and tractors, and that we'd seen through the autumn. So that reprieve was there. However, we noticed that many of the cunning little fellas had worked out that they just should stack up their pantry. So we noticed around a lot of the mice holes there were pods and seed heads just, you know, ready for the winter larder, the winter pantry, if you like.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we're in a situation in many parts of the landscape now where, you know, the population, the active holes are greater in number than they were this time last year.
Now, when we spoke last, there was talk of a better bait and something had to be approved, and that took some time. But in the intervening period, has anything helped that will make this time a bit easier on people like you?
Well, look, there has been some work done on variations to the zinc phosphide bait. There was certainly the New South Wales government or the minister at the time was pursuing a different product called bromodiolone. That wasn't approved. But look, the government's been very good about at least sharing the responsibility, not just for householders and commercial premises, but also for farmers, having a 50% rebate for them. And we're fortunate they've engaged the Rural Assistance Authority to at least try and rebate some of the bait and to assist farmers to prepare for this upcoming season and what's looming, and certainly in patches. We're starting to hear about some ominous signs around many of the paddocks, the fields, the paddocks are starting to ripen. Well, the seeds are filling, the heads and pods, the seeds in them are filling and maturing, and that's a signal to the mice that they've got a food source, they've got protein, they've got energy, and away they go. They breed and they have their 10 pups every 20 days, so a breeding pair very quickly, the maths, because you've got to play.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. And in relation to the last time we had this issue a year ago, was it this early or, you know, this close to summer or some kind of memory that it was a bit later than this?
Yes, it was. It was mainly through autumn to the extent that they were headed off to some extent through the canola and wheat and barley harvest around Christmas last year. They lost that food source, but then they got a taste for the summer crops. They got into the beans and the sorghum and those sort of crops. And unfortunately, a lot of those, Luke, are still, that produce is still trying to be delivered. And some of it's, well, quite a bit of it's been rejected due to contamination from mouse droppings. So, you know, the state's taken a hit in its economy because of that. It can't, often that sort of produce is not suitable for human consumption, that higher value, and in some cases not even suitable for animal feed consumption. So, you know, it becomes a rather worthless product unless that can be graded and addressed. So, look, it's an ongoing burden. It's been an ongoing cost for many farmers, and that's why the government's response is at least encouraging to the extent they realise how how devastating the past plague was and helping us prepare for the potential for the next one.
Yeah. Does it normally play out that, you know, they'll come along 1 year and we won't quite get on top of them, they'll come back and we do get on top of them? Or is there anything unusual about the fact that they're still there and looking ahead, they're going to be there in some numbers?
Look, it's like a lot of things in nature, and climatic conditions are a good example. The variability is extraordinary. And so one plague's really nothing like the last one. And, you know, they're inherently unpredictable. I think the thing that, at least from recent experience, we're aware of what we need to do. So farmers and agronomists are out in the paddock now using bait cards to check just the level of mouse activity. It's really just canola-treated paper, but you can tell how big a nibble they've had, or if the whole thing disappears overnight, you know you've got a major mice.
Big problem.
Mice problem, yeah. So, yeah. Look, I've heard about various paddocks in various parts of the northern grain belt in New South Wales and southern Queensland already being treated. You know, as the crop ripens moving south down into Victoria, there will no doubt be more monitoring and, if necessary, baiting going on. We're hearing about the actual bait getting moved into the frontline suppliers' stores ready to go, and some farmers are stocking up as we speak.
Right.
So, you know, they're all learnings from this time last year that we need to be prepared to limit the damage. And so, you know, with good method and good management, I'm optimistic that we'll be on top of it. But, you know, everyone's got to be alert. It's a mouse alert.
That's what it is, a mouse alert. All right, mate, as we did last time, we'll check in from time to time, and hopefully the fact that there's more baits available now and, you know, we might get on top of things earlier, hopefully it won't be as bad as it was last year. So we've had fires, we've had drought, we've had floods, we've had the pandemic, the mouse situation. What are you tipping they'll throw at us next?
Well, we've got a new army worm that's coming through the equatorial part of Australia, and so that's something we're monitoring for around Queensland and New South Wales as we speak too. So there's never a dull moment, Luke. There's always an emerging risk, an emerging threat that we've got to try and manage, but it's a dirty, filthy little one, these mouse plagues, so it's really important to get on top of it.
Indeed. Good to chat. All the best.
Thanks very much, Luke.
Pleasure. That's Xavier Martin from New South Wales Farmers.